Body, Mind, and Soul podcast. Hello and welcome back. I know I've been out for a few weeks now, just been trying to juggle working full-time and school. It's just a lot to have on my plate, but it's something that I've always kind of struggled with homework and school and wanting to do the work. But nonetheless, it's trying to make things happen for myself and showing up for myself at my own pace. That is all I can really ask for. And so that's kind of what I want to dive into today, is figuring out your life and taking on your own work and school or whatever you're doing, trying to figure that out. So for this podcast, even creating this for myself, there have been weeks that I just don't know if I'm gonna continue and if I should continue, but I know that this is something that the old version of myself would have never done. I have talked about this podcast for years, and it's been something that I've thought about, but I never wanted to do it until a couple months ago, and it's just that I was in my own way. We don't want to do things because we fear that people will judge us and they'll critique or make fun of us and we won't succeed because they will tell us different. But that's not the real reason. Who is telling you that you will fail or be judged? The real culprit is you. In your head, you're telling yourself that people will already react one way before you even get to do it. So you just hold yourself back and you believe the lies that you tell yourself. And that has just always been conditioned in our mind, that we have always had to do things according to what society thinks. And that's a lie. And I've been thinking about this more lately because of the courses that I'm taking this semester. One class is sociology, and it really has been opening my mind more to how we live our lives every day, or how we have been living our lives. It focuses on the study of the interactions, relationships, culture, and behaviors affected by society or around the people that we surround ourselves. So for the past years, I've thought a lot about myself, the me in myself, and how society or shame has really put shackles on who I could have been. And that's not to say that I have been closeting or hiding who I really am, because for the most part, I do feel that I have been or tried to be myself or unapologetic about who I am. And I have dressed or looked however I wanted to, and I'm glad that I had felt comfortable enough to do that. But in reality, I was just trying to figure out, who am I and how do I figure out who I am? And these are questions that I believe weigh on all of us. So we try to go with what everyone else is going with, or if someone says we look this way, then we go that way. If someone says we're supposed to do this, then we do that. So from the day that we're born, we're always trying to be someone, and they don't tell us why. We're just born into it. We're just told that we have to go to school and become this or that to be successful and be somebody, and becoming nobody means that you have failed at life, and that is a lie. Life is not to be passed or failed, it's to be lived. And I want to share a few quotes from Ram Dass. And if you know me, you know that I follow a lot of Ram Dass's teachings. And you'll figure out over this podcast why it resonates a lot with me. Quote, "You've been somebody long enough. You spent the first half of your life becoming somebody. Now you can work on becoming nobody, which is really somebody. For when you become nobody, there is no tension. No pretense. No one is trying to be anyone or anything. The natural state of the mind shines through unobstructed, and the natural state of the mind is pure love." End quote. So when I think about this, to become somebody is hard, but to become nobody is even harder, because we're conditioned that we have to be somebody, or all the fears that we have and the bad things we're told will happen if we aren't, which goes into this other quote by Ram Dass. Quote, "On the journey of becoming somebody, having a name, an identity, and a place, we feared the cracks in that we weren't somebody. We feared the nobodiness. And then, when we turn around and start to become nobody, all of our old fears of not being something come up again." End quote. So not having an identity or self is really difficult for most humans, especially people that identify as their career or their achievements. There's fear to try to become someone successful, and there's fears that we won't be. But dropping the expectations of becoming somebody you're not and allowing yourself to become nobody, meaning just flowing with whoever you want to be, is much more rewarding to me. And I know this isn't easy either. It's going to take time, just like how anything else takes time. It's not easy to unlearn all of the things that we have learned or been conditioned to learn, and really processing, you know, what has happened to lead me up to be the person I am today, or feel that I have to do this or look this way to be successful. At the end of the day, you just have to try your best to be who you want to be and do what makes you happy. Success and money and all the achievements are not the end-all be-all to life. And I just want to make a side note, of course, that this does not pertain to people that want to hurt others, like murderers. You guys can't do what you want. There are rules. And I'm sorry, not sorry. It's just, you know, it's not for you. So back to the point. Don't waste your life doing what others want you to do. I know it's not simple. I know there's pressure from family and friends, and it's not easy for all of us to have support in our lives. And there's people out there who wouldn't be supported by their loved ones. And I can't even imagine being in that position and the pain of that. But if you can, find family and friends or a community in your life that can support you, or get to a place in your life where you can support yourself to be who you want to be. And you may have to cut ties with those that don't accept you for you. And I know that's difficult, but at a certain point, you just have to do things for yourself. I read this little story recently that talked about water bottles. And water bottles, you know, they cost $1 at the grocery store. Sometimes they cost $3, $4 at a nice hotel. And on an airplane, it could cost $8. The water bottle brand never changes, but its worth and value increases where the environment changes. So just like the water bottle, if you're not being held at the worth or value from the people around you, then you need to shift your environment and surround yourself with people that know your worth and know that you're an amazing person just as you are. I think that a lot of us maybe even still do or have felt that the people around us that tell us, you know, we have to do this, or we're not going to be accepted, or we can't do this, we're not capable of doing this. A lot of us just settle and we stay in that environment because we're scared to leave it. We're scared to not have the support. So we don't understand that we are worth more and we are capable of more because we're constricted in this environment of people that want to put us down or hold us back. If you could just imagine that your whole life you were surrounded by people that always told you that you could do whatever you wanted to and that you were capable of so much more and that you are worthy of all the good things. Can you imagine where you would have been in your life now? Or how it would have influenced the decisions that you made in the past? It's kind of mind-blowing to really think about of how, I mean, this goes back to childhood trauma stuff that I will probably talk in a different episode about. But as a child, you are literally so malleable and so highly influenced by other people's, the way they talk to you or what they teach you or the way they treat you, how that gets absorbed and how you take that throughout the years as you're getting older, what you allow in your life is all affected by those experiences. And it's really just heartbreaking to go into, not necessarily for myself, but for other people that are in certain situations. It's sad to see that that they could have not been in that situation given their environment or the people around them. There's just so many influences in our life that lead up to where we are now. And that's life. Like, you can't turn back time. It makes us who we are. But I think that we're understanding more so now of how we can better move forward and heal and teach others, or how we can raise our kids and how we can establish a healthier environment for them to grow in. I think that's just so important. Now, to share my story, I think transitioning into adulthood is really where it all begins for most of us. In high school, that's when we really have to start thinking about our future and what college we want to go to and the major we want to pursue. It's very limiting for most of us. And I know for myself, I didn't and I still don't want to be any of the jobs that any of the majors offer. I guess it's not to say that if my situation was different, maybe I would have pursued that. But given the reality of the economy and stability and finances, it's just not realistic. But I had to choose because I was conditioned that I had to decide what career I wanted and what I wanted to do so that I could choose a major and finish college and start that job and work for the rest of my life. It sounds really insane when you say it out loud. Like, if you're telling a kid, you have to do this and then work this job for the rest of your life, and that's what life is about. And I just wish that I could have told myself that I didn't have to necessarily do that to be happy or feel that I was doing something with my life. So in high school, I entertained the idea of becoming a nurse like a lot of people do. I feel like a lot of people want to be nurses because we feel like the medical field is the only way to be super successful and accepted by our family. But for me, becoming a nurse had no appeal at all. I think doctors and nurses are necessary, and the people that do take on those careers are amazing, but it wasn't the job for me, and I couldn't imagine that I would have enjoyed it at all. So when it finally came time for me to choose a major, I stuck with the idea that I had when I was in elementary, and that was to become an elementary teacher. And I remember the reason, and I've said it before, is because I wanted to be a teacher because it was so fun for me to be in elementary. And we always did fun activities and had parties and had snacks. And why would I not want to be in elementary forever and not have responsibilities? Well, after many years, I realized that that's not what being a teacher is about. And my experience does not relay to what the teacher is experiencing. So I chose the major because I was really lost with what I wanted to do, and no other option was appealing for me. But after a year or so of college, I visualized myself as a teacher and going to school every day, and my experience with high school, I just knew that I would be absolutely miserable because it's not for me. And just thinking about having to deal with kids every day is a lot. It's very different than having your own kids. It's a lot. And teachers, I commend them for their work too. It's a tough job. So I changed my major to psychology, which I'm currently still pursuing now. And I chose this because I based it on how much I enjoyed having conversations with other people and understanding problems and how the mind works. I decided I wanted to become a therapist because in my mind, a therapist was someone that just talked to someone about their problems and that was it. But as I studied this field more, I realized the reality of that and came to the conclusion that being a full-time therapist would mean that I would have to take another 4 or more years of college for that degree, and it's not like having a conversation with your friend. It's a really heavy job. To hold space for someone every day, emotionally and mentally, it's a lot more than it seems. So, I mean, therapists are amazing careers and people that pursue that too. I think every career has its own reward aspect, but it's just not for me. So a couple years ago, I embarked this journey of figuring out who I wanted to become and what I wanted my life to look like. I was no longer stressed about finishing college in a certain amount of time because, frankly, I knew that I didn't want to become a therapist in the way that society has set up, in that traditional way. But I would still love to go into counseling of some sort, but something that's my own and not the traditional route. And I no longer feel the pressure to please anyone else but myself now. I felt like I was just always thinking about the end goal of getting my degree and graduating, and that just really stressed me out. But I don't have a timeline now to finish college or have a certain career or have a family, and I'm allowing myself space to grow and discover things that I enjoy, and that's something that many of us never do. We don't really make that time and space for us to just do what we want to do. It's always us working or going to school and not taking that time in between to do things that we enjoy. So this part might sound silly, but taking personality or psychology tests like the Enneagram type or Myers-Briggs test and reading self-help books, it did help me understand myself a bit more and confirm how I felt internally. And it may not work for you, but it did resonate with me a lot. And it was actually a turning point in my life of where I kind of figured out what I wanted this path to my new future to look like. And I know that this can change, and I'm open to allowing the change. I'm not set on this is now my career path for my future and this is what I'm going to do and be. Some of us feel that if we go into one career, then we have to stay there forever, but there's no rule that you have to do that. You know, don't put that on yourself that you can't change and you can't pursue a new career. So currently I envision myself to become a type of healer, and not in the way that we see now, but in my own way. I want to incorporate aspects from the things that I enjoy and create a space for others to just be and heal and get in tune with themselves and become a better version of themselves. But the problem, of course, that arises a lot is money. And we need money to create our own life and survive, and it's crucial. But I know that money isn't going to stop me from pursuing my hobbies and my goals. I know we need it to survive, but I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. It's just not letting it control your decisions. Like, if you feel that you have to pursue a certain career path because it's going to make you this amount of money instead of doing something you really enjoy because it makes you less, it's just never going to satisfy you. You know, I think money is something that it's never going to satisfy you. It is so easily replaced and found that you shouldn't let it control your every decision. So right now I don't have a set plan, but I have a goal to move towards. And creating a timeline for this plan isn't necessary because I know that things will come when they do. And having patience for yourself is such an important thing to practice because for the most part, it's a long life and there's really no rush. I saw something the other day about starting school or a career at a certain age and how people don't want to do it because it's too late for them. But in 4 years, you'll probably still be in the same position saying it's too late, so you might as well start that job or school path that you want to do, right? It just doesn't make sense to keep holding yourself back when there's always opportunity for you to change and evolve and learn. So here I am now, I'm still working full time, I'm in school almost full time, and creating this podcast and all the other little hobbies in between my life as well. And just trying to live life and become a better version of myself. I do things I enjoy still, and I'm working towards these goals that I start, and that's really all I can do. Just eliminating the pressure to try to be someone has really changed my life. Just do what you want to do and enjoy life. I think that if life is about one thing, it's not about being someone, it's not about being successful, it's about doing what you want to do with your life and enjoying it as much as you can. So you just have to try to stop worrying about the past and the future and just try to be present and live, laugh, love, you know? So until next time, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all. Bye-bye.